This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Set back just across the road from that iconic covered bridge on the Shelburne Museum grounds on Route 7 is where all the museum's colorful gardens begin. Over 20 different perennial and annual gardens, even an heirloom vegetable garden, start here in this single 25-by-30-foot greenhouse.
And it's not big enough. If it was twice that, it would be big enough for me.
That's Jessica Gallus, and she's the artist behind each of those garden plots.
Everything in the greenhouse gets much, much bigger than what's in these little trays right now, and yes, we'll fill all of our 20 gardens on the grounds.
Recently, Gallus invited me into the greenhouse to see the beginnings of the Shelburne Museum's gardens and the artistry that goes into it.
People have said it before that I become an artist with the plants out in the garden. I don't like to repeat things. I like to keep things looking different all the time. I will repeat plants that I enjoy growing or we had success with in other locations, but I try to freshen things up each year to make them appealing to the eye. And in some of the gardens, I do create patterns on paper, and then there's turned into maps that we put on display for our visitors so they can see that's a quilt pattern in that garden. And when they make that connection, it's pretty neat. Like the Vermont House is a beautiful stone building. I'll do a classic look of red geraniums with white alyssum in the front and hostas that bloom in a purple in the back. And it is very traditional. It looks red, white, and blue when it's flowering. So it's a very classic Vermont house. The gardens do look meticulous even with nothing in them right now, because we have a lot of volunteers who are eager to get gardening and they're helping. Once things are planted, we keep them looking their best so that they can be as beautiful as they can be until October, when we all know what happens.
Gallus grew up gardening with her family, and she's a master gardener who's worked the soil at the Shelburne Museum for the past 16 years.
When I started, I was able to invest more time into designs and how we could change things up every year. And with working through the winter, I had that extra time to put into it and then actually grow different things. And I've done it for so long now that I've got the germination process down to a science. When I first started, the gardens weren't as meticulous and detailed as they are now. They were simple things like marigolds and geraniums. If I can envision it, I put it on paper and then it happens. My gardeners and I will start to have conversations towards the end of the summer about what worked, what didn't work, what we would like to try, and we actually get together in December, early January, and we start going through the catalogs and looking for different ideas. We also visit other places. We like to go to different places and check out what other people are doing, too, for new ideas.
Gallus makes sure to keep true to certain gardens' heritage, like the Dutton Garden, which only has plants from the 1820s to 1840s. But there are certain gardens where it really is her blank canvas.
There's one garden at Diamond Barn that my gardener is always asking me, what are you planting there? And I never have a plan. And that's how I also draw inspiration on what I envision there. So I have that wiggle room to wing it, and it usually looks fantastic.
So tell me what we're looking at here.
This is castor beans. They get very big and they're very tropical looking. Let's see, this is lantana. It's a bright, colorful annual. Everything in here is annual.
Gallus also said the museum creates several of its own climates and zones due to the unique buildings.
The stone buildings, the wood buildings, they protect the plants.
In one season, thanks to a faulty furnace in the greenhouse, this garden artist found herself overnight without her colorful plants and flowers.
Your heart sinks and you think you lost everything, and you try to make what you have left look good. Depending on what time of year it is, if it's July, run to the local garden center and buy something to fill it in. I will keep plants over here until August. I will keep things alive if something like that happens, and I can't tell you, every single year we've been able to use them somehow. We've learned over the years how to, with trial and error, how to replace things and make things look better.
She said the secret gardening tip she can share about how they keep the gardens and grounds looking so great at the Shelburne Museum is...
So all the leaves and all the garden debris goes down into our compost, and that's basically it. The grass clippings are the magic touch that gets it all cooking.
Do you keep a garden at home?
I do, and they're not tended to. Maybe four times a year I'll get in there. Yeah.
That's Jess Gallus, manager of the gardens and grounds at Shelburne Museum in Shelburne. She lives in Milton with her husband and daughter. For photos of the plants and flowers at their beginning stages in the greenhouse, go to vpr.net. And you can see her work on display all season long at Shelburne Museum.